If a biography sounds credible and doable, if it inspires a desire for change, then it becomes more than just a biography. It becomes a tool for enhancement and an agenda for the self. Most biographies are stories about the lives of great men and women, meant to inspire us to achieve our goals. This biography is a little different. It is without a doubt the story of one man's extraordinary life, but is also a conduit for the messages he curated throughout his life. For his life is his message. A message for those who listen. A message for those who believe in the magic of transformation. And a message for those looking to implement a similar strategy in their lives. Gurudev's story does not begin in a sleepy village called Haryana, nor does it end with his passing. His story is about the continuity of the spirit over thousands and thousands of years and several lifetimes. In the several births that Gurudev took, some of which were disclosed to his disciples through dreams and visions, he evolved from a spiritual aspirant to that which he aspired to become. A realized manifestation of Shiv. This lifetime served as a grand finale, a showcase for all the powers he had attained, earned, discovered, and realized over many lives. He finished what was left undone in his previous lives and then guided many of his disciples and devotees to higher levels of consciousness. Almost all his disciples attained Gati, the energy required to cross astral boundaries, and the majority of them attained mukti, or long-term freedom from birth and death. He fulfilled his predetermined mission and his duty as a spiritual master. Gurudev not only alleviated the physical and mental suffering of those whose destinies were intertwined with his, but also assisted several of them in ascending the spiritual ladder. So, as you listen to this biography, which is a collection of his messages, consider what you need to do to kickstart or intensify your spiritual journey. The results will not be instant, nor will the realizations be immediate. It's not about toggling a button of enlightenment, but more about pressing a tab of attainment. It's an auditory showcase of the potential that exists within us all. His journey serves as a context for the rest of the world to see, hear, and ape. Why reinvent the wheel when you can just follow it? The assortment of interviews with Gurudev's disciples contained in the various pods has been over a decade-long journey of attempting to piece together the jigsaw that was him through the words of those whose lives he changed forever. The fact that the interviews were conducted by two people, Hamsa and me, explains the two distinct interviewer voices. It is not a case of ventriloquism. In spite of Gurudev's grace upon me, I do not possess the ability to switch voices from the harsh male to the melodious female. When we began this lengthy process, we used old dictaphones to record the spoken word. Our equipment evolved with the times. These interviews were conducted whenever, wherever, and with no care for sound quality, as they were fodder for the written biography placed on the website gurudevonline.com. However, when we discovered the wealth of knowledge these interviews contained, we thought we will present them to you by stringing them together in the form of a sutradhar. The people we've interviewed are not professional speakers. Some are from villages or remote hamlets and speak their local dialect. Many today are photographs on the wall, but respected. Gurudev is the common thread that binds this group. So instead of voting for eloquence and clarity, vote for sincerity and sentiments. The equipment used is rustic, but the results profound. The biography of a man of humor should be light-hearted, so do accept the flavor. Puns are not the best forms of humor, but we couldn't help ourselves. Most of us are Punjabis. We've arranged the pods in a specific order to help you navigate this biography better. If there are words and phrases that are alien to you, we've added a glossary on the website gurudevonline.com to help clear the muddle. So as you listen to this audio biography, try to hear between the lines for the messages meant for you to follow and practice. This might turn out to be a mind-bending, life-altering treasure hunt. Enjoy it. If the legendary poet Ghalib were to describe Gurudev, I guess he would do it through his famous couplet. Bas ke dushwar hai har kaam ka aasa hona. Bas ke dushwar hai har kaam ka aasa hona. Aadmi ko mayassar nahi insa hona. Aadmi ko mayassar nahi insa hona.